You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialized fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. It's rough out there right now, guys. I'm sorry this one is late. It's been a really long week. It's only Tuesday. I hope you're safe and well wherever you are. If you haven't checked in on my Castle Charming Kickstarter, please do so. I funded in the first 3 days, which was amazing, and then everything fell apart in the world. So, you know, it's all gone pretty quiet on the Kickstarter, which is understandable. Feels weird to be promoting it too much on social media right now, so I've also been keeping it fairly low-key. Look, the basics of the project have been covered, assuming we don't get too many, people changing their mind at the last minute. The book will get made. So if you've got other things to spend your money on, that is completely understandable. If you do want to reserve a copy of this book and you'd like it to be sent to you later in the year, now's a really good time to pledge. But for now, Kissing Basilisks, Chapter 2. Sage has a bad feeling about this. I woke up in my own bed alone, which, yeah, probably for the best. Me and Nightshade were in a weird place, and all my other recent hookups were, well, not unsatisfying. Pointless, maybe? Shit. Was I growing up? Hebe keeps saying stuff like, you'd make a good boyfriend, Sage, if you let yourself. Swinging endorsement from the first and only girl I ever went out with. But it's a habit now. Sex and people I care about in two very separate boxes. The only one I let get under my skin in recent months was Nightshade, and that one's so complicated it needs a whole separate box, maybe a private wiki to keep up with the nuances. Do I want to find some lovely bloke? Walk around like Hebe and Ferd with our hands in each other's pockets? Fucked if I know. But waking up on my own the morning after a blinding New Year's Eve, that was a whole different kind of unsatisfying. I dragged myself out to the kitchen, still off balance. Some good citizen had put the coffee on and not drunk a drop. Weirdo. I gulped down half a cup of hot black and breathed out as the noise in my head dulled to a quiet roar. It was a holiday. No exams, no gigs coming up. Didn't need my magic to be sharpened at the ready. Didn't need my magic at all. Sweet. 5 weeks to go, and I'd be back at uni, taking honours in demonstrative thaumaturgical phenomena. Finally, the bastards made me pick a side. It was going to be weird, studying one discipline instead of my usual three. Apart from that, I was looking at another year of the same old grind, proving to the professors that I'm smart enough to use the stupid big-ass power levels I've got bubbling away in here. 3 years and a triple major under my belt. And the assholes from academia still roll their eyes behind my back about how I'm some hick from the sticks. Like I haven't noticed, they all reckon it's a crying shame that someone of my abilities was born without a basilisk sigil hanging over his silver-plated cradle. I swear, some of the profs still think I'm faking how bloody good I am. You want to talk about satisfying? Satisfying was watching the crotchety old fossils fighting over who would get me as an honor student this year. They don't respect me, but they don't want their colleagues to have me. In the end, I chose Demthorm Fen over Practical Majory because Professor Bullfinch Snodgrass from PracMaj once suggested I sign up for elocution lessons before submitting a conference paper. I get a weird feeling in my stomach whenever I think about how I've signed up for another year of uni bullshit, but whatever. I promised Auntie Sheena I'd make something of myself when she rescued me from my shit old childhood, and this is my path. I'm good at it. The best revenge is success, right? I was mulling that over when I turned around with my hand still wrapped around the coffee cup, and I saw it, the handprint on the fridge, and my world narrowed down hard. That was a shadow mark. No wonder I was on edge. Had someone brought a frickin' shadowmancer into this flat? A wildly out of control one by the look of it. My magic was dulled by that first gulp of early morning caffeine, so tracking signatures was too hard, but I placed my big hand over the shape of the fingers of the shadow anyway, And I knew. Maybe my magic recognized him, or maybe just I'd known all along we were due for something catastrophically shit-tastic to happen here at the Manic Pixie Dream House. Things had been too cruisy for too long. If the world ever ends, it's going to be on New Year's Day, right? Nice and tidy. I grabbed my phone from its overnight charger, wrapped in cords and salt, to keep it from being turned into a frog or a charred sooty mark every time my magic arced up against technology. That was less of a risk right now, thanks to the coffee. I paused. Before texting Ferd, how much of a dickhead would I look like if I was wrong? We weren't quite the kind of friends who texted, "Are you okay?" to each other. Then maybe we should be. He was probably tucked up with Hebe downstairs, happy and content. He might be... I looked back at the shadow shape on the fridge, and I knew it was his hand. I texted, "Need me to bring you a coffee?" See, that was good. Innocent. The sort of thing any mate might text another after a big party. But to a witch, it meant something else. Almost immediately, Ferd texted back. "Beach. Yeah, please. Don't tell anyone else." Beach? We were like half an hour from the nearest beach, unless... Fuck. Basilisk Beach? I texted to confirm. Ferd replied with a thumbs up emoji, then, "Took your broom. Sorry." NP, I texted back. Normally, I'd go off on any mate who took my broom without asking, but this was an emergency. I'd have to drive anyway with this cup of coffee in my veins. No way I wasn't going to finish the cup before I left the flat. "See you soon," I texted. So, shit. Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, you could consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. See you next week. Hang in there.